This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. If you're struggling to find a silver lining in car sales numbers, you could say, okay, they were down 37% in March over last year. At least that's better than February, when sales hit a 27-year low. In year-to-date sales, the numbers are lousy all around for the Detroit Three. GM down 49% over last year, Chrysler down 45%, Ford down 43%. Today, I talked about this shrunken industry with the executive chairman of Ford, William Clay Ford, Jr.
Well, you know, it's not great. I mean, the good news for Ford is that our market share has been going up and up each month, and we think March, in terms of market share, was one of the best months in several years. But I think what we really need, Melissa, is a program to stimulate sales for the entire industry. There are discussions going on in Congress now. There's a bill that Representative Sutton from Ohio has put forward to do just that, and it's something that we're very enthusiastic about.
Are you talking about the cash for clunkers idea, trade in your old maybe gas guzzler and get a more fuel-efficient car?
Exactly. And what I think is really cool about that program is, I mean, it clearly stimulates the economy, and it gets the consumer into the showroom, gets them buying again. But importantly, and this is what I particularly like about it, it really helps the environment in two respects. One is if you take an older, less fuel-efficient vehicle off the road in favor of a vehicle which often doubles in fuel economy from the old vehicle traded in, obviously that's good news in terms of fuel consumption. And the other is CO2. The older cars tend to be much more polluting. And it's if you get them off the road and get a newer car with the newest technology, you're helping CO2 emissions too. So it's working in Germany right now. It's working in France now. Many other countries are either about to introduce a similar program or looking hard at it. So we know it works.
I want to talk to you about your rivals, GM and Chrysler. If one or both of them goes into bankruptcy, we're hearing more and more talk about that, what's the impact on Ford?
Well, you know, it's the great unknown in terms of what the impact is on us, because there's so many ways it could happen. There's so many ways, you know, and I'm certainly no bankruptcy expert, but given what all the discussion that's gone on in our industry the last few months, I've taken a crash course. It could get very messy. Therefore, no matter what happens to any of our competitors, the fact that we have a new UAW agreement. We have a new health care agreement. We've taken steps to restructure our debt, and we've invested very heavily in green technology. I think all those things are exactly the kind of things that the country would like to see us do.
But if bankruptcy would threaten suppliers, presumably that affects all three of you, regardless of which of you might be in bankruptcy at the time.
Well, clearly, if the supply base is endangered, that does have a big effect on the whole industry, not just on Ford, GM, and Chrysler, but frankly on Toyota, Honda, and everybody else who produces in the U.S. And I think the administration's clearly well aware of that and has signaled to the industry that they understand that that is one of the key elements that they want to protect against, which is having a supply base collapse.
Up until now, Ford has not had to ask the government for bailout money, unlike GM and Chrysler. We did hear independent auto analyst Marianne Keller on the program earlier this week say that your company, Ford, remains in a precarious financial position, and that if demand for vehicles doesn't improve, you may well need to go to the government asking for that credit line. Doesn't that put you in a tough spot down the road if car sales don't pick up?
Well, Melissa, we actually think we have sufficient liquidity, and all the steps that I've just outlined with her, you know, all our restructuring steps, each time we've taken one of those, it takes us further down the road towards balance sheet and fiscal health. So we don't see any need to think about going for additional liquidity. I mean, obviously, at some point, you know, if global auto sales don't pick up, you know, not just for Ford, but for, frankly, every other automaker out there, it's not going to be a good thing. But we look at this not a great 09 as we go through 09. And, you know, and if there's just a modest pickup in 2010, we feel we're well positioned.
If sales stay about where they are through the end of this year into next year, you do not need government money?
We feel like we have taken all the steps that we need to secure our liquidity. You know, we're not projecting a huge boost in auto sales.
you do hear some people saying in the context of these bankruptcy talks, look, Detroit would be stronger with two car companies, not three. Do they have a point?
Well, you know, as long as Ford's one of them, I guess I don't care if they're two, three, or five.
I guess that's self-interest, right?
But, you know, that's a really hard call because, you know, it's interesting. I've been doing this for a long time, and I can remember back in the early 80s when there were a lot of pundits who were saying that within 5 years there would be four global car companies. And people have been talking about the consolidation of this industry for probably 30 years. But in fact, what's happened is there are more car companies because you've had the Koreans come in, the Chinese come in. And so, you know, I have no way of knowing how many car companies, American or foreign, they're going to be. But what I do know is that Ford's going to be one of the key players.
We've been talking with William Clay Ford, Jr. He's executive chairman of the Ford Motor Company. Mr. Ford, thanks very much.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.